The Hidden Node Podcast for September the 6th, 2012. Thursday, Meta Day. So, it's the first real official episode. That's kind of what this is right now. Starting off, this episode's going to possibly be longer than most standard episodes because I'm going to be explaining things. If you are just discovering this episode as your first episode to the series, the Hidden Node Podcast is the personal audio blog of Justin Dio, a.k.a. Null Operations. I'm a wannabe writer slash gamer slash podcaster slash guy with top hat. Pretty much sums it up. So, why am I doing this? Why am I putting this on iTunes? Why am I hoping to get listeners in this? Well, first of all, see wannabe writer section. In order to get published these days, you either need to get in a good spot with a existing big publisher, or if you're going to go the self-published route, you gotta have an audience. And so I'm trying to start an audience. I know some people listen to this. Thank you, those who do. But I know I need more. I need, 1,000 true listeners? That if you can get 1,000 people to spend $100 on you every year, good. Or if you can get 10,000 listeners and they'll spend $10 a piece on you every year, you're good. That'll work. 10,000 true fans. Okay. Well, whoever's listening to this right now, you're one of them. Thanks. Okay, so basically, yeah, I'm starting with the whole writer thing. I'm all wanting to get my presence out there, getting myself on a regular basis, making new content. I look at the Scott Sigler model. He's kind of my inspiration for this. He's extremely productive, extremely focused in getting things done on a regular, consistent basis. He's a hell of a worker. He's a hell of a hard worker. And he's admirable. And I'm not saying I want to repeat exactly what he's done, but, you know, I want to look at what he's done and learn from it and go for it. So, that said, here we go. Hidden Node Podcast starting. One of the big catalysts for that, why I'm doing it in this format, is because last month, in August of 2012, I was challenged, well, it was an open challenge, not specifically to me, but an open challenge to the podcast community from Craig Stepp and Chuck Tomasi of, can you podcast every day for a month? We did. All of us. Some of us missed a few days, or we had technical difficulties, or other shit like that. But for the most part, we basically all podcasted for 31 days in a row. Got that out there and recorded an awesome finale on August 31st at DragonCon. It was great. I had a lot of fun doing it, and I'm looking forward to continuing the process now. But I'm not going to cheat as much. I'll be honest, I recorded a lot of episodes after midnight and then posted them before midnight. I cheated. I admit it. We all did to some degree, except for Chuck, who I think did pretty much everything automated. Anyway, the way this show is going to work now is I'm going to record it the night before and put it out the next day. So, you know, I say I'm recording it for the 6th. It's actually the 5th right now. And that's how it goes. So, format. You're going to get two things every episode. You're going to get where my writing is, because that's the whole point of this, is for me to talk about my writing, where I am with my creativity, where I am with getting things done. And then you're going to get the topic based on the day of the week. So, what are they going to be? Well, Monday is always going to be a Kickstarter. Or just some project I'm interested in. Something I'm watching somebody do that I want to talk about. Something newer, something fresher, something that deserves attention. Kickstarters are the easiest to do because, well, they're so plentiful, and it's easy for me to chip in a buck or two and feel like I'm helping somebody. But if I have friends who are starting new projects or who are like, started a project from a month ago, something like that, I'll put that there too, just to try to help encourage other people who are doing creative things and spread the awesomeness, I think. So, Tuesdays. Tuesdays, I'm thinking are going to be technology information. I'll talk about other tech podcasts I'm listening to, podcasts I might be working on, games I'm playing, tech news in general, new technology toys, whatever I'm thinking about. Something technological related or technical related. You know what I mean. Wednesday is going to be a news day. I'm actually going to look at something that's happening in the world and give my opinion about it. It could be politics, it could be a world situation, it could be local news. It's going to be something real world related though. So it gives me an excuse to crack open my RSS feeds and see what's going on out there and have a few words about it. Thursday is the rotating topic, or really the whatever I want to talk about topic. If I want to go over one of the topics I've seen another day, then I'll do that. If I want to talk about this podcast, I'll do that. If I want to just talk about my writing, Thursday's the day for that. It's basically my bleh, something out there day. I'm willing to bet some of these are going to be the shortest and longest episodes because I have more free rein. And finally, Friday is fiction. Whether that means new fiction for me, fiction I'm reading, like book reviews or short stories, and occasionally podcast reviews for a fiction podcast. That's going to happen on Fridays. I might even talk about my own writing on Fridays as well. It's, again, fiction related Friday. And that's pretty much the gist of it. It's basically me Monday through Friday putting something out there every day, getting my presence known. I don't want to wrap this up just yet. I want to talk a little bit more. It is, after all, Meta Thursday. So, what did I do tonight? Well, not so much tonight. Let's talk about what I'm doing in general since Tuesday. Because Tuesday was an important day. It's a mix between the happiest and saddest day of the year. Because Tuesday, the day after Labor Day, is the day I come back from DragonCon. It's the day I have to return to reality. It's the day that I have to face that I work in accounting on a daily basis, and that I'm not part of the amazing creative group of people I interact with every DragonCon. I have a certain level of jealousy, a large amount of respect, and a huge desire to be a part of that group. Not because, I'm like, oh, hey, they're cool, so I want to be cool. No. I'm jealous and have a desire to be part of that group because I admire those people so much. Scott Sickler, Christiana Ellis, all the people with Twit, all those people who are doing these creative jobs, who are part of this new media culture, who are putting themselves out there, putting out their name and entertaining people and having feedback coming to them. It's awesome. It's this amazing thing that, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to be more than just some dude who works in accounting. I fucking hate math. I mean, I'm not bad at it. I don't belong in the corporate world where I am. It's wrong for me to be there. Can I hang there? Yeah, of course. I'm a smart guy. I'm confident in that, and I can do any corporate task, given the time to learn and train. But anybody can. It's menial. It's banal. It has nothing to do with the creativity that I've always wanted to express. Whether it's writing or gaming or podcasting or, you know, being a dungeon master, you know, it's, I've always wanted to do the creative thing. It's been my life since forever, you know, from drawing interactive fight scenes in middle school art class to the comic books I tried to draw when I was, you know, in elementary school, the paper mache dragon I made in Sparkles, the clay black maid statue I made back in, I want to say, 2002, the podcasting I've been trying to do the last 3 years, the writing I've been trying to do the past 20. I want these things to be my life. Not just what brings me pleasure, not just what is a hobby. I want these things to be my well-being. You know, I want them to be my livelihood. And I know that that might take some of the fun away from them, and that's okay. Because to get what you want, you've got to work. And you've got to work hard at it. It's a hell of a thing. And that's why, going back to what I was saying earlier about the people I see at Dragon Con, I admire these people. You know, I just finished listening to an episode of Geek Cred where Steve Rickyberg interviewed Veronica Belmont. And it's like, you know, you just had her on the show. You know, casual, calm. Okay, let's record. All right, done. You know, it's like, I've had one person I've invited to a podcast, and that was Jack Jaffe, and that was cool, and I don't let that podcast die, and that was my fault. That was my fault for not dedicating myself, and I can't do that anymore. I need to fix myself. I need to learn to work harder, to set boundaries in terms of, you know, entertainment and, you know, getting in the way of my dream. For example, I have not played any computer games yet since I got back from DragonCon. I'm following a rule that I heard Christiane Ellis said in one of her previous podcasts, which is to not play games except on the weekends, you know. Friday nights, Saturdays, and Sunday nights, okay, I can game. Not the whole time, but I can game. But Sunday night through Thursday night? No. And that's one of the reasons I had the podcast in the format I'm doing. You know, it frees me up on Friday to play, you know. So that way, Sunday night, I know it's get back to work mode. You know, and I need to treat Saturdays and Sundays as a work day for me as J. Samuel Deal, or me as Null Operation, whatever professional name I'm going to go with. That's the hat I have to wear in the evenings, and the hat I have to wear during the day, Saturday and Sundays. So that way I can wear that hat every day of the week. Every day, not just in the evenings, not when I'm away from the corporate bullshit. I want to be able to support myself and my wife with my dream. So, okay, I'm rambling a bit. But getting to that, it is a lot of hard work. And that's what this is going to be. So yeah, Dragon Con, I was surrounded by creative people, wonderful people. And there, you know, it's you get that kick in the pants from Dragon Con. It's really good about that. Because you are so inspired. Even in 2010, when I was a shy bastard who didn't talk to anybody, I still came back with a sense of drive, a sense of, I need to get out there and do stuff. You know, 2010 was a wake-up call in realization of where my connections were. And 2011, I made a lot of connections, and I grew from that. Well, 2012 needs to be the year of taking those connections and binding them to myself, so that way I can grow with the community, so I can grow as part of the community. A lot of people know my name a little bit now, or at least they'll recognize me and my top hat, my brand, I guess. And with that, I need to take advantage of it. You know, I need to show that I'm not just a guy who comes to DragonCon and talks a big game. I need to show that I'm a guy who can be dependable and create content. So I'm gonna do it. So like I said, no gaming has been happening since DragonCon. I spent yesterday kind of developing the format for the podcast. I'm not sure yet if I'm gonna do bed music or if I'm gonna try to do a opener or closer on this. This is kind of more of a free, open-range podcast. Similar to, well, pretty much exactly how we were doing the dog days between me, Chuck, Craig, Kyle, and Clinton, and Bruce. And, yeah, I think that's pretty much how this is going to go. You know, I've got the Creative Commons information on the post. I'll just, you know, do better about copying and pasting them and make them look nice. That said, last night, like I said, was developing the podcast, getting that rolling. Tonight was refitting the website. I went ahead and I took the leap. I merged the post from jsamueldeal.com into hiddennode.com. Either tomorrow or this weekend, I'm going to go ahead and just delete the jsamueldeal blog and have jsamueldeal direct to the library page, well, probably HiddenNode itself, or one of the, probably the library page on HiddenNode, because that's going to be the default post page of, hey, here's blah, here's me as a writer. So, I guess. And then I need to decide what I'm going to do with JustinDeal.com. I need to find out what people do to make a master feed on, in terms of podcasting. I know Mer Lafferty does it. And I, you know, need to look around and figure out what I can do to have my three podcasts tie in together. Just to kind of go over that, I'm going to be spending the next week or two retooling the other two sites. But the three podcasts I have are The Hidden Node, as you're listening now, Five Things We Like, and The Transdimensional Cafe. Transdimensional Cafe is going to become kind of a dumping ground for my writing, my creativity. Primarily, I want to turn it into a choose-your-own-adventure style game. I'm not quite sure how that's going to work out. I'm shooting for that to start in January. I want to have at least a month to 2 months of post ready to go ahead of time. Just to get them out there, just to, you know, have them created and ready to go for being able to catch up to everything. You know, if I can be 2 months out on the Choose Your Own Adventure style podcast, a different story every month, then alright. Plus it gives me time to where if I go on different you know, hiatuses such as DragonCon or Balticon hopefully next year, then I'll have coverage. So if I'm shooting, I'll go over that in more detail I think next week, but the point is I need to refit both of those podcasts and start getting more development out of them. Shouldn't be too hard. It's just a matter of reaching out to people. I need to have more people on than just my close friends. I need to start making more close friends. Don't get me wrong. I love Andrew, Dakota, Tashina. They're all great people. But I think the four of us are at a place where we need to start reaching out and pull out of the stagnation we're in. Now, Tashina's doing a good job with that, I'm seeing so far. She's becoming very popular on Tumblr, from what I understand. She's drawing a lot more. She's drawing a lot of new stuff that's drawing a lot of attention on Tumblr itself. If she can take the leap to doing a webcomic, then I think she will actually be able to grow her audience. And I need to talk to her about that. I need to, you know, me and Andrew and her were talking about doing a comic together, and we haven't really talked too much about it lately. I think I want to talk to her about that and see where we can go going forward. I'm not sure where Dakota is right now. I really haven't talked to him much lately. I think mostly he's working on game projects, but game projects that aren't going to be as financially... Well, they're not like his YouTube channel. I really wish he would get to do back to doing that. Make some money that way. And Andrew's doing his thing. He's trying to refit his life to getting to New York, and that's awesome. You know, I really admire him for that. You know, I need to finish writing a short story. I think that's going to be one of my goals this weekend, is to spend a lot of time working on that. Probably do the same thing with writing at work tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to do much writing this week. This is kind of more of a let's get our plans in motion and our mindset kind of week. So, okay. I think I've rambled enough. I have no idea how long we've recorded. But this has been the Hidden Note Podcast. I'll see you later, beautiful people.